Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And you know what? I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for giving me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So without, hallelujah, going any further before we do what we need to do, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into the message today. So, wherever you listen to me, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let's petition the Lord together. For we desperately need His Spirit to shed light on areas in our life where it appears to be darkness. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we thank you for another day. Another golden opportunity to go into the Word of God. We are blessed to be able to assemble together, to go into your Word, to learn of your plan and your will for our lives. Therefore, Lord, we petition you not just for your Spirit to be with us, but Lord God, we petition you that your Spirit, Lord God, give us understanding, revelation, and knowledge. And Lord, that you would endow us even with wisdom. And Lord God, my petition also to you is that, Lord, don't let us take this journey in your word without getting some out of it, Lord. Hallelujah. So therefore, Lord God, we want to thank you for this golden opportunity you've given us. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight's lesson or message is titled Laboring in Macedonia, Philippi. Laboring in Macedonia, Philippi. And as I go into the lesson, you will understand why this is titled the way it is. I pray for those of you that are listening will really lend me your ear. And I pray that you would seek the Lord about what I would tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. We are told, shown not only in the Bible, but we are told by Jesus through the sending of the Elijah. I want to say before I go any further, for those of you who are first-time listeners, and for those of you who perhaps are not first-time listeners, I want to reiterate this and say this again. Jesus wants you to know, number one, that he is speaking a modern day word in this day and time. Hallelujah. I know some of you have perhaps heard others teaching that Christ is not talking today. That, you know, when the last apostle died, the gifts went with it and Christ just quit talking. And you hear many refer to as when he talked, quote, back in the days of old or the biblical times, but he's not talking today. I'm here to tell you today that that is not true. In fact, the Apostle Paul told us in Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so what he is telling us is that if Jesus spoke back in those days and time, he will today. Amen. He has not changed, and he will not change. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost on that. And the next thing the Lord wants me to let you know is that he is doing something today. Now, you say, why do you say that? Because I know that many of you see the turmoil in this world. You see in the turmoil in the churches. You see in turmoil in the homes, and it look like that people just doing whatever. The devil just doing whatever. And now you have start thinking that God is not doing anything. The Lord wants you to know that he is doing something in these last days. And one of the things he's doing is called the work of restoring. And he's doing this work of restoring through the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, the angel of the Lord that Jesus promised in Matthew 17 and Malachi 4 to send. And for those of you who are our Bible readers, you should know that that is found in that places that I named to you. So he wants you to know he is and been sending the Elijah. He has sent Elijah, his angel, the first 30 times from 1927 to 1933 to a brother named Brother Otto Fetting. And then from 1937 to 1994, he sent him the next 90 times to a brother named Brother W.A. Drays for a total of thus far 120 times, and he's not through sending them. He's going to continue to send them until the work of the Lord is finished after the pattern that Jesus has laid down. So therefore, approximately so far 120 times the Lord has sent the Elijah. And I want you to know that I didn't get to meet Brother Fetty. When I came to the Lord, he had already passed. But I did get to meet Brother Drays, whom the Lord sent the angel, the last quote, thus far 90 times to. And I got a chance to know him for about 4 years. And I want to say that one of the most humblest person I ever met in my life. And I had a chance to go into his home where God sent the angel to. Once again, I'm not saying this just to be saying this, but when you stepped in that place, and when he showed us like he was sitting here and the angel was there, you sensed the peace of God. And I want to stress on that, the peace of God in that place. Not just peace now. I'm talking about the peace of God, okay? And I thank God for that experience. Amen? And so, as I said before, we are told by Jesus Christ, as he had let us see in the Word of God, in the Bible, and in his Word, as he sent it through the Elijah, we are told to labor in the fields or go on the missionary work. Now, you say, well, how do you know this? Well, let me read to you out of one of the messages, hallelujah, that Jesus said this in. Glory to God. It is called Message 54. Jesus sent this message out March the 9th, 1942. And his word is still valid today as the first day he sent it. Amen. And I want to read to you what he said. He said, let all labor that can, that the work may go on in all parts, but see that all preachers teach the same thing as found in the Bible and the record of Nephites, as I told you. So he said, let all labor who can. Now, There are those who may be burdened with the cares of life now, but those who can, he said, let all labor. We got to be in the field. Now, I want you to understand something. We thank God for YouTube and or having a chance to go on YouTube and hear on the internet radio and Blog Talk Radio and Facebook and all that. But I want you to understand something. Even though God has blessed us to use those instruments and getting the word out, because through that we can touch people in other countries and, you know, just like their power, you know. But even though that is so, nothing was set up to replace footwork or actual traveling. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, these things we have, like the internet and all that, God didn't say, hey, just use that. Don't go door to door, house to house. Okay? Man. Glory to God. So, having said that, the Lord said, let all labor who can. Therefore, we're told to labor to carry the word of God out, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ unto the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the word that you are to carry, which is the word of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is to go from house to house. Now, when Jesus said, let all labor who can, I want you to understand something. We're doing a little walking through here. This word, when Jesus said, let all labor who can, okay, this word is for God's people, but get this, specifically to them that hear. Now, you said, well, wait a minute, how do we know this? Well, let's go to the Bible, Luke chapter 6, verse 27. Luke chapter 6, verse 27. I want to show you something in this verse here. Luke chapter 6, verse 27. Because the word of God, first of all, is for his people. But specifically, and I want to stress on that word specifically, to them that hear. Okay? Look what the word says. But I say unto you which hear. Do you hear that? See that? Love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Now, Jesus was specific. See, everybody's not hearing. Okay? Everybody's not heeding. Everybody's not listening. But especially, the Lord said, to those of you that hear, I'm speaking. Okay? Hallelujah. He said this. For Christ to become specific like that, what is he letting you know? That everybody's not hearing. Everybody's not paying attention to him. Get even everybody who's claiming to be a Christian. There are some who claim to be Christians who are ignoring him. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus let you know who he's specifically speaking to, of the people of God especially. He said those that hear. And once again, everybody's not hearing. Everybody's not heeding. Everybody's not listening. Everybody's not paying attention. And I'm and like I said, I got more specific. Those that professing to be Christians. Amen. Everybody's not listening. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the Apostle Paul was given a vision by God to come to Macedonia. Now, I told you that the title of the lesson tonight is Laboring in Macedonia, Philippi. Now, and that, once again, as I go into this, you will understand why it is titled the way it is. And this is dealing with laboring, okay? The word of God. Now, once again, the Apostle Paul was given a vision by God to come to Macedonia because get this, him and Silas were with him. They were needed there to preach the gospel. How do we know this? Well, let's go read it for ourselves. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And let's look here in the book of Acts, which will answer the question, how do we know this? And which will verify that this was so. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts chapter 16. Once again, as I said before, the Apostle Paul was given a vision by God to come to Macedonia because they were needed there to preach the gospel. Okay? Now look at verses 9 and 10. First, I'm going to start with verse 8. Okay? And the word of God said, and they, passing by Mysia, came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord, get this, had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are all told to labor, but get this, and this is why I really need your attention to. We're all told to labor, but Jesus is going to send some of us specifically to a Macedonia by vision or dream. Now, I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, Jesus. Thank you. We're all told to labor. Okay? But there are some of us who Jesus is going to send specifically to a Macedonia by vision or dream. Okay? That Macedonia will represent a place where the Lord specifically sent you by dream or vision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A specific place where the gospel is going to be needed to be preached, and a people is there asking for help. Do you hear that? God, once again, some of you, God may have already done it. And maybe what I'm doing is giving a confirmation because maybe you've been holding up. Hallelujah. And God may have gave you a dream or a vision to go to a particular place and you've been procrastinating. And perhaps that God has given me this to give this unto you as a witness. Please be obedient unto the Lord. Amen. But once again, and I want you to hear this, we're all told to labor, all that can. But some of us, God is going to specifically send to a Macedonia. Spiritually speaking, a place where he's going to have you to go to, where he's going to send you by showing you a dream or vision to go there. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Or maybe just the intuition in your spirit, but especially a dream or a vision. Glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Glory to the Most High God. You know, he's worthy, people, to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the literal place, Macedonia, according to research, was known as a mountainous country north of Greece in the Balkan Peninsula, okay? And this place, Macedonia, had different parts to it where a city was. Now, you say, well, how do you know this? Let's once again, let's go back to the book of Acts chapter 16. Okay. Amen. Let's look at verse 11 through 12. And the word of God said, therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, okay, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, okay, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. Amen. This Macedonia that Jesus is going to send you to, this, hallelujah. And this is not always what I'm talking about, a literal Macedonia. Once again, I told you, this Macedonia here represents a place that Christ is going to send you to labor with the gospel by showing you dream or vision. A specific place where the gospel is going to need it to be preached and the people is asking for help. So this Macedonia that Jesus is going to send some of us to specifically by dream or vision is going to be an area that's going to be an area. Remember, Philippi is part, the chief city of Macedonia. And when you've been sent to that place, you're going to be sent to this specific area, like the Philippi, where you're going to abide there so many days. Please hear me on this. In other words, to put it to you this way, it's not going to be an in and out process. Okay? Do you hear that? In other words, some of you may think that, okay, you're going to be doing I'm going to be there one day and pass through. It's not going to be like that because you're going to be needed to be there for certain days. I pray that you hear me on this. Hallelujah. Glory. See, that they're going to be places where you're going to be laboring when you go through. But I'm talking tonight about specific Macedonia. Okay. A place, once again, that God is going to give you a dream or vision to go to. A place where you're going to have to go to preach the gospel, because there's going to be people crying out for help there. And God is going to send you, but it's also going to be a place where you're going to have to abide there some days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, the Apostle Paul, he went to this part of Macedonia called Philippi, as we read, where the Bible said that prayer was wont to be made. And women were present, but a certain woman stuck out. You said, well, but how do you know this? Okay, once again, let's go back to Acts chapter 16. Let's look at verse 13 and 14. Okay, Acts chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. And the word of God said, and on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, okay? And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened that she attend unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when Paul and them went into Philippi, amen, and Paul said, you know, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont, or it was customary for prayer to be made. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. This place that God is going to send you to, this Macedonia per se, Philippi, that God is going to send you by dream or vision to go, to labor, to carry the gospel of Christ to, okay? This place you're going to be sent to, it's going to be a place where this prayer is a custom, or prayer to be made. And prayer is going to be done there, either by the movement of the Spirit, or by desiring the hearts, the Spirit moving the desires of the hearts for the people to do. But get this, there are going to be women there. I want you to hear this now. Just like it said here, we just read that they spake unto the women which resorted there. Now, there are going to be women there. Now, as I say this, first of all, let me speak to you first, man of God who's listening. Use wisdom as you go laboring there. And when you deal with the opposite sex, use wisdom. See, here's the thing. And I need you to hear this. There are some things, let's say, for example, we as men of God are told to do, but we mess up when we don't use wisdom. Okay. Now, I'm not trying to tell you every woman after you and you being after, but many times there's sometimes we messed up and it simply is a lack of wisdom in certain things that we do. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. For example, you may have a man of God that really wants to minister to a lady, but if he keep going to her house by himself, how does that look? And then on top of that, by him not being wise in doing that, then Satan can cause something that could happen that he didn't intend to happen. You understand what I'm saying? So when God sent you to this area I'm telling you about, this Macedonian / Philippi, to this place that God is going to give you this dream or vision to specifically go labor at, understand this, there are going to be women there. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. Hallelujah. And to you women of God, the same go with you. Okay? Use wisdom. Okay? Amen. Glory to God. Because we do know that there are homosexual spirits in operation out there. And you got to use wisdom, women of God, of what you do. If God has given this vision to you, if what I'm speaking on tonight went to you, women of God, still use wisdom. Because once again, you got homosexual spirits out there. And then you got some women who you come across, all they want to do is cackle and talk. And see, your thing is that God has sent you an assignment there. Don't forget your assignment. Hallelujah. That's why I use wisdom. Don't get caught up in all that la-la-la talk that they want to talk. Because once you do, you'll get to a point that you won't even be done your mission. Okay? Amen. But also, hear this. There are going to be certain women in that place that are going to represent a Lydia. Now, remember, we just read in this verse a certain woman named Lydia. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, understand this about this Lydia. The Lydia that Paul came across, she was a businesswoman who worshiped God. She worshiped God. You said, well, what do you mean? How you know this? Okay, let's go back and read verse 14 again to understand how we go. He said, in verse 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened that she attend unto the things which were spoken of with Paul. Do you hear that? She was a businesswoman because a seller of purple, I think, if I'm not mistaken, research showed that they used to sell these purple dye. Okay, so she was a business. Woman, okay, and the Bible says she worshiped God. The regular Greek word there for that worship means she adored him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who said Christians can't be businessmen or business women? Amen. You got some people that think that. Now, don't get me wrong, there have been particular purposes where there have been businessmen or women God had called them away from that. That was for a particular purpose because. Maybe, give you for example, maybe they couldn't handle both of that. But God knows, amen. But for the most part, you have people thinking that a Christian couldn't be a businesswoman or a businessman couldn't be a Christian. Well, this woman was a seller of purple. And guess what? She worshiped God. Original Greek means she adored God. Amen. Now, Jesus said in the word, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom. He said it was hard, okay? And the reason why he said that, he didn't say they couldn't. The reason why he said it, because most of your rich men or rich women are stuck on their riches, okay? But there are some who God can use who will use it right. And those riches would not, they would not put these riches over God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But God wants you to know that in your laboring to this place, that where he's going to send you, you're going to come across some Lydias in that place, okay? You're going to come across some Lydias who are going to be just like this Lydia. Their heart, Jesus is going to open to hear you give the gospel unto them in the name of Jesus, even though they may be business women. You understand that? Hallelujah. See, Jesus don't want you to fix your mind and be already judging because you find out there that they're business women. Oh, they ain't going to hear me because they stuck on their riches and making money. You will be surprised who will hear you give the gospel. You understand what I'm saying? So don't get fixed on judging in that matter like that. Don't get fixed like that, because you got some of us in among the body of Christ, we'll do that in a heartbeat. Somebody got some money in the body of Christ, we go, oh, they ain't going to listen. They stuck on their riches. Well, how you know? Okay? How you know? You just saying it because you found out they have, you know, plenty of substance or material-wise here on this earth. Okay? And so you already passed the judgment. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it is a lot of rich people who are stuck on their riches. But everybody's not like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Now, this woman helped Paul on his laboring by offering him a place to resort to stay. Well, how do we know this? Okay, let's look at verse 15. It said, and when she was baptized and her household, hallelujah, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Man or woman of God, understand this. When you are sent to this place I've been telling you about, okay? When you're sent to this place, this Lydia, who's going to get saved, her and her household, as you read this, this Lydia is going to help you on your labor. And get this, it is not going to be a sinful desire in her helping you. Because remember what she said in this verse. If you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, okay, you're going to be able to judge them to be faithful to the Lord. Amen. And they're going to help you out of the sincerity of their heart. Not no sinful stuff. This woman wasn't asking Paul to, hey, come and stay at my house to do something sinful. Okay. These Lydias is going to help you. God is going to open it and touch their heart, and they're going to help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, once again, Paul, while he's there, he encounters something else. He encountered a demon, a demon-possessed woman who was used by Satan, and she was operating under the power of Satan. But see, Paul cast out that demon, and he was not deceived by this demon testimony. Once again, you say, well, how do we know that? Let's go back to that 16th chapter, Acts. Let's look at verse 16 to verse 18. Amen. The word of God says, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, that's where the spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned, said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Glory to God. While you are in this place, man or woman of God, I want you to understand that you're going to encounter demonic activity and demonic possession. You need to hear this, because this is not no joke. See, some people think that when you're going out laboring, is you're singing like the Smurf, la, 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 like you ain't going to have no confrontation with the devil. Oh, yeah, you are. And see, when God sends you into this Macedonia / Philippi, to this place that he's going to give you that dream of vision to go to, you're going to encounter demonic activity there, demonic possession. But get this, rest assured. Rest assured that Jesus have given you authority to cast out that demon. And get this, don't be taken by the testimony of that devil. You say, well, what do you mean? Now, notice what Satan was using her to say in verse 17. These men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. Now, wait a minute. There's some truth to that, right? But see, understand something. Whatever the devil is testifying for you, it's never no good. Don't you never get, see, that's one thing about the devil. When you're dealing with someone that demonically possessed, don't be sitting there having long conversations with a demon. Because besides him telling you, shut up, quit saying that, you know, when you're coming in with the word of God, the other thing a demon do is try to get you lifted in pride. They would say, oh, you're a mighty man, a mighty woman of God, ain't you? And then you going, yeah, that's right, and blah, blah, blah. They get to talk. Next thing you know, they got you lifted in pride. Now you can't do nothing with them. Why? Because now you're on their playing field. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Paul, when he was in that place, now after he cast this demon out of this damsel, there were those in the city who depended on that power of Satan. Okay? Because they made fortune, they made money off of them. Okay? They were mad at Paul and Silas and had them cast into prison. Okay? How do we know this? Let's go back to that Acts chapter 16. Going to verse 19 to verse 24. Amen. Look what the word of God says. And when the master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they called Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceeding trouble our city, and teach customs which are lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. The multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates went off, rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes, upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stock. Do you see that? Men or women of God, hear this. Everybody, even when God used you in that place to even cast out that demonic spirit, hallelujah, exercise the authority of Jesus Christ, everybody's not going to be happy. Amen. So remember that. Because there are going to be some who dependent on that work of Satan to get gain. Amen. Remember that on your journey there. Remember why you there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And some of us who are going to be sent to this Macedonia, you're going to be cast into prison and beaten because of it. Now, I know that you didn't want it. Some of you may not didn't want to hear that part. So that's why I have great respect for the missionaries that go into the other countries. The Christians that suffer in this other country, they're not suffering because of their gender, their color, suffering because of the faith. In other words, they're going through, my Lord, the persecution they're going through is much higher and greater than we are. They are enduring the highest level of persecution. that we have yet to see. And I use the word yet to see. Okay? We have yet to see that. And I do mean yet. But it's coming this way. But see, they're enduring that now. And see, Jesus has been using them to take the gospel of what they know over there to the other countries. And they're going through, some of them being beaten. You know, all the mother countries over there, many of the mother countries, they don't want you. Some of them worship Buddha and the cow and all these millions of gods and all like that. And here you is coming in talking about some Jesus saves. Well, you think the devil going to just sit back and fill his thumbs and come on in and do it? No, he's going to get them stirred up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Paul and Silas, at their darkest hour while they was put in the jail, they prayed and sang praises to God, and others heard it, and a shaking occurred. And they all was delivered. Was set free. Once again, you said, how do we know? Okay, let's go back to Acts 16. Look at verse 25, verse 26. And it said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone, not someone, everyone's bands were loose. Okay? And here's the word of the Lord for you when you go there and you encounter this testing. At your darkest hour, remember it said at midnight, which is supposed to be the darkest time of the night. And at your darkest hour, when you're going through at that time over there, at that period while you're there, God said, pray to me and sing praises unto me. And you're going to see my power manifested and even others with you. You're going to be put, even when you put in jail with others, they're going to see. Because the Bible said, and they heard Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas didn't say, shh, be quiet. We don't want them to hear us saying it. No. And a mighty earthquake appeared. See, God is going to manifest his power. Okay. I pray that you're preparing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, whatever they even had others bound, they're going to get free. Because they're going to hear your voice. Your voice of faith. See, faith has a voice, people. See, that's a cry of faith. Faith shows it has an action. Faith has a voice. Amen. See, Paul and Silas could have very easily started mumbling and complaining, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then them prison would have heard and say, oh, my goodness, man, they talking about some God they serve. Man, now it looks like they're complaining to him mighty hard there. Amen. Hallelujah. But they didn't. They prayed to God. The one who they was telling the people about, they prayed to him, and they sung praises unto him. They didn't sing no gloom and loom song. They sung praises to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the power of God manifested. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the jailer at that time, when that happened, he thought Paul and all the company had escaped, you know, and he's going to get ready to take his own life because he knew what had happened. See, once those over him would have found out that the prisoner escaped, they were going to kill him anyhow. So he just like, okay, I might well just do it myself. And remember, Paul would have stopped him. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can read that, verses 27 to verse 34. And see, the jailer ended up getting saved. And see, not only did he end up getting saved, okay, hallelujah. Verse 34 said, and when he had brought them into his house, brought Paul and Silas them, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Listen, when you're in that place, even those that who are in some type of authority, get this, who was assigned to even keep you bound, whether you, when you're in the jail physically, the jailer, or whoever, or wherever you may be, even those that are signed to keep you bound, it's going to end up getting saved. And God's going to touch their heart, and they're going to provide for you. Remember what Jesus told them? He told them in his disciples, he said, provide me the scrip, no purse for your journey. The workman is worthy of his meat. And see, on your labor, when you go there, God's going to touch people's heart. They're going to give you what you need, whether it's food or whatever. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shakta, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost on that. Hallelujah. And I had to give that word today. Okay? I had to give that word. So the title of this, once again, was Labor in Macedonia, Philippi. And that Macedonia rather in a place where God is going to send you, where he's going to reveal it to you in a dream or a vision. See, Paul and them, as we read, see, they endeavored that God had shown them that. That God wanted them to go there and preach. You understand what I'm saying? So that some of us, when we get ready to go to labor, God is going to show you a specific dream, a vision, whatever. He's going to show you a specific place to go to. But see, God had me give that word to you so you can know what's up when you go there. What's going to happen? What's going to take place? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of God today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord, for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for another golden opportunity you've given me to deliver the word of God. So, Father, I pray that you will water the seed that I've sown, and I pray that I've done the pleasing in your sight. And, Father, touch every heart that tuned into this broadcast. Open their eyes and ears, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to see the message you have me to deliver in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you. And, Lord, I give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank God for those of you that have been listening today. Truly, indeed, it's a blessing. But remember, God is going to specifically, and some of you who's listening, he may have already done it. Maybe what I've given to you was nothing but a confirmation. Okay? Maybe God had showed you in a dream or a vision a specific place he wanted you to go to deliver his word. And maybe you've been procrastinating. Or maybe you just weren't sure of what you got. Well, God, maybe once again, and maybe this is just a confirmation. Remember, he said in his word, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen. So praise be to God. So I thank God for all you that's listening. The Lord say the same. Tune in tomorrow night for another God's Word of Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement. Praise be to God. And thank you, Jesus. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. And I want to say it to you. May God bless you. And may God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.